Simple white crosses dot the grounds. The brittle yellow grass crunches underfoot.
Well, this is the tribal cemetery, and this is one of the few places we had that we were left with after termination.
Justin Martin is a member of the Confederated Tribes of Grand Ronde, who also lobbies on their behalf. He and other tribal members are worried about that future. The Cowlitz tribe in southwest Washington wants to build a casino of its own in Le Centre, just 20 miles north of Portland. If built, the Grand Ronde say their Spirit Mountain Casino would lose business since it's more than an hour's drive southwest of Portland. The Grand Ronde argue the Cowlitz shouldn't be allowed to build their proposed casino because, they say, it's outside of the Cowlitz historical lands. Rob Green is the attorney for the Grand Ronde.
You can't take history and transport it to someplace else and then call it your own. And that's the difference here. If they were doing this up along the Cowlitz River, we would be completely supportive of that.
In 1954, the federal government terminated the Confederated Tribes of Grand Ronde. It was during a time when the policy towards Indian country was to assimilate tribal communities into society. Tribal members worked for years to gain back recognition, and in 1983, the Grand Ronde got their way, eventually gaining back 10,000 acres of their reservation. Revenues from the Grand Ronde's Spirit Mountain Casino have allowed the tribe to shape a government as well as build housing for families and the elderly. There's a tribal court, a healthcare center, and a new powwow arbor for dances that's just finishing up construction. Green says it's made from trees logged on the tribe's land.
So, yeah, it's quite beautiful.
The Cowlitz tribe has sought a similar development path in southwest Washington. In March, the Department of Interior took 150 acres near Le Centre into trust for the Cowlitz. Heidi McNeil Stoudenmeyer is a tribal law expert. She's not involved in the dispute between the Cowlitz and the Grand Ronde tribes, but she says in order for the Cowlitz to get reservation land, they would have had to have shown some historical connection to the property.
They simply can't just ask to have land designated in the middle of New York City or downtown Los Angeles without there being some sort of connection.
She says there's tensions across the country between tribes with gaming on long-established reservations and newer tribes with plans for casinos of their own. The Cowlitz got federal recognition in 2002, more than a decade after Congress authorized tribal casinos. Stoudemeyer says that gives the Cowlitz the advantage of being able to select their reservation based in part on whether it would be conveniently located for people looking to gamble.
In the case of a successful casino, location, location, location is everything.
As for the Cowlitz, Tribal Chairman Bill Ayell says he disagrees with the Grand Ronde. He points to last year's U.S. District Court ruling in support of its tribe's casino plans.
I beg to differ with their opinion of where we belong. And it's an unfortunate position, and I just say that they're wrong about that.
Ayell says the tribe is pursuing design work on the casino, but acknowledges that construction can't begin until pending litigation is resolved. The case is before the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia. Any ruling could only be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm Conrad Wilson in Grand Ronde, Oregon.